From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. In Syria, the regime's flag flies over Douma, signaling government control of once rebel-held eastern Ghouta. Douma, the site of last week's suspected chemical weapons attack. Wednesday, President Donald Trump warned Russia to get ready as the U.S. prepares a possible military response to the use of those toxins that left 43 dead and sickened hundreds. White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders declined to say whether an attack is imminent.
The president has not laid out a timetable, and he has a number of other options as well. And we're considering all of those options and a number of different timetables of what any action we may or may not take would look like.
In Moscow, the head of a Russian parliamentary defense committee said Russia is in direct contact with the U.S. military. Both Syria and Russia deny any involvement in the attack on Douma, but British Prime Minister Theresa May is skeptical.
All the indications are that the Syrian regime was responsible, and we'll be working with our closest allies to consider how we can ensure that those responsible are held to account.
Reuters, citing two U.S. government sources, said the U.S. still doesn't have a 100% certainty what nerve agent was used and where it came from. Russian Liberal Democratic Party leader Vladimir Zhirinovsky Wednesday said if President Trump wants to test weapons, the Russians will be forced to protect Syria. Ethiopia's new prime minister, Abiy Ahmed, pledged Wednesday to address the grievances of his native Oromia region. Speaking in the town of Ambo, a scene of violent clashes with security forces, the former army officer admitted many unanswered demands of young people, including unemployment. The violence, sparked by a government land-grabbing scheme back in 2015, turned into a human and political rights struggle and left hundreds dead. This is VOA News. Israel launched an airstrike Thursday that killed a Hamas gunman and wounded another. Israel said the strike was launched in response to an attack on a military vehicle along the Gaza frontier. There were no casualties. Both sides are bracing for more possible unrest Friday, a third week of a right-of-return protest expected to last until mid-May. Thousands of South Africans paid tribute to the late Winnie Madikizela Mandela, estranged wife of the late President Nelson Mandela, at a memorial service in Soweto. Among those present, her grandson, Bambatha Mandela.
We have lost an extraordinary woman in Mami, a mother, a soldier, an icon. Your support is overwhelming and very much appreciated.
A controversial figure who was convicted of kidnapping and assault of a 14-year-old in 1991, Winnie Madikizela Mandela died last week at age 81. A former senior Chinese official, once a member of the Politburo on trial for bribery charges, has pleaded guilty. Sun Chiang-kai was abruptly removed from his post as ruling Communist Party chief of the southwest megacity Chongqing in July. President Xi Jinping has presided over an anti-corruption crackdown of top officials since taking power in 2012. UN war crimes judges imposed a 10-year prison term on Serbian nationalist Vojislav Šešelj, thus overturning an earlier acquittal on charges of persecution, deportation, and inhumane acts from the Balkans wars. But the former close associate of then-Serb leader Slobodan Milosevic remains a free man after serving 12 years in detention, a time that judges ruled had been already served. Pope Francis Wednesday admitted he made grave mistakes in the way he handled a sex abuse scandal in Chile. In a letter to the country's bishops, Francis said he would summon them to the Vatican to discuss the investigation into an alleged cover-up by Bishop Juan Barros involving abuse committed by priest Fernando Acaradima during the 1980s and 90s. The Pope expressed shame and pain for the suffering of the victims and promised to meet with him. The Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives, Paul Ryan, citing family priorities, announced Wednesday he will not seek re-election in November and leave his post next January.
The truth is, it's easy for it to take over everything in your life, and you can't just let that happen, because there are other things in life that can be fleeting as well.
Ryan, a Wisconsin Republican and 2012 vice presidential nominee, served 20 years in Congress, said his decision was personal, not wanting to see his children grow up with only a weekend dad. The governor of California said he'll dispatch 400 National Guard troops to the Mexico border, but will limit their mission to cross-border crime, not immigration enforcement. Texas and Arizona have already pledged troops, responding to President Trump's call for 4,000 soldiers, to bolster efforts to stem the flow of illicit drugs and illegal immigrants across the border. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.